Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we will continue in our current series of studies in selected psalms. And the psalm which we wish to consider today is Psalm 119. This is the longest of all the psalms in the Psalter, 176 verses. But perhaps before we consider Psalm 119, we should consider Psalm 117, just two psalms before it, which is the shortest psalm in all the Psalter. We read in Psalm 117, it won't take long to consider it, it's only two verses. And we'll read just make a comment on it, because that makes it a very special psalm, the shortest of the psalms. Some of them are quite short, but not two verses. Here is Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. And that's the psalm. What about this psalm? There's some precious truths in it. For instance, did you notice in verse 1? And I would advise you to follow in your Bibles today, especially in Psalm 119, because we're going to see a lot of verses there. Did you notice in verse 1 of Psalm 117, O praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people. Now the people are the children of Israel, and the nations are the Gentile nations around them. When is that going to be fulfilled? That's going to be fulfilled in the millennial reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. They will all praise the Lord, all nations. Now, why should we praise the Lord? What's the reason for this praise? His merciful kindness. Did you notice that? Verse 2, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. The New American Standard has it, his loving kindness. And I like that so much. All right? Think of that, if you will, please. His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. What is the manifestation of his loving kindness? The prime example, the supreme example, is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the prime example of the merciful kindness of the Lord. How long does it last? Forever. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. He will never go back on his word. This is ours. It's secure. This is indeed eternal security. Now, Psalm 119. This psalm is very remarkable in its construction. It has 22 stanzas, each stanza having 8 verses. And each verse of each stanza begins with the same Hebrew letter going right straight through the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. For instance, in the first stanza, Psalm 119, verses 1 to 8, each word begins with the Hebrew letter Aleph. In the second one, verses 9 to 16, each verse begins with the leading word of each verse begins with the same Hebrew letter, Beth, and so on throughout. Now, this is remarkable in itself. And there are other remarkable features about this psalm. Each verse in the 176 verses of the psalm speaks of the word of God in some form. Not always under the word per se, but here are the different ways that the word of God is referred to. Thy word, the law of the Lord, his testimonies, thy precepts, thy statutes, thy commandments, thy judgments, thine or thine ordinances, thy way, thy path. There are only 4 exceptions of verses in this psalm that do not mention the word in some form. They are verses 30, 90, 122, and 132. And if you study them long enough, you can see where the Word of God is involved, though not mentioned. All right, let's go into the psalm now. This is the psalm that we're going to consider in this psalm, the devotion of the psalmist. We're going to take two studies for this psalm. It is so large, it cannot be comprehended in one study. The devotion of the psalmist springs from the love that's in his heart. We read in verse 10 of the 119th psalm these words, "With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments." And then in verse 34 we have a similar expression, "Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart." This is the psalm of the devotion of the psalmist, and it springs from love. Love of the Lord and love of His Word. And then we have the benefits that come from those who love the Lord. What is that? What are the benefits of the of Psalm 119? Well, we'll just go briefly over them. All right, in verse 9 we read, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." The word of God is a cleansing agent. The Lord told his disciples, "Now ye are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you." How does the word of God cleanse us? It causes confession of our sin. We clean up our paths. We clean our feet, so to speak. The word of God brings us to conviction, and it will cleanse us if we will let it examine ourselves. And the psalmist writes that at the very beginning of this psalm. "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Now it will keep us from sin. We read in verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." He memorized the word. When you have the word in your heart, the Spirit of God can bring that word before you in times of temptation and keep you from going the limit of your desires, your sinful desires. Yes, the Word of God will keep us from sin. It'll do more than that. It will bring us delight. In verse 16, for instance, we read, "I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word." The first psalm is written by David. This psalm may have been written, indeed, by the prophet Daniel, 450 years after David wrote his first psalm. How do we know that? The 137th psalm is written by the those that were carried in captivity by the captives at the rivers of Babylon when Jerusalem had fallen 450 years later. All right. God cleanses us and He leads us on, and He brings us delight. Now, in the first psalm, David says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsels of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And his delight is in the law of the Lord." David experienced it. Is our delight in the Bible? Certainly, it will delight the heart. And it goes on, it will give us counsel in verses 24. And, we'll read verse 24. "Thy testimonies are also my delight and my counselors." Verse 25, "It will quicken us. My soul cleaveth unto the dust of death, the dust of spiritual death. Quicken thou me according to thy word." Thy word will bring us back into the presence of God. It will quicken us. It will strengthen us. Verse 28, "My soul melteth for heaviness, strengthen thou me according to thy word." We could spend a whole broadcast on that. Strengthening according to the word of God. We're just mentioning, this is just an outline. And I just encourage anybody listening to the broadcast to go through the psalm and note these things and appropriate them for himself. He will furnish us hope. Verse 49, we read there, "Remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope." Hope, confidence in God for the future. no unknowns in this case, and it will give us, indeed it will produce thanksgiving. Verse 62, at midnight will I rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. Now I'll tell you, that's real thanksgiving when you get up at midnight, isn't it? It'll cause us to give thanks to God, and it will give us a treasure. It is a treasure, I should say. Thy law, the law rather of thy mouth, is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. And we read also in Psalm, verse 162, we read there, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. Oh, it is precious, precious, holy Bible. It will deliver us from shame. It will give us wisdom. Verse 98, we read there, Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. The words are ever with him. They will deliver us from shame. They will give us wisdom. They'll give us guidance. Verse 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Oh, we need to be guided of the Lord, don't we? We need that guidance through this world. And the Word of God will give us that guidance. It will guide us. It will show us the way. And it's our inheritance. Verse 111, Thy testimonies have I taken for an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Oh, precious Holy Bible, what a treasure it is. I heard of a man once who he absolutely insisted that at his death his Bible would be placed upon his breast and his arms folded over the Bible close to his heart. And that was the way the dear man died. Oh, how he loved the Word of God. He will give us understanding. It will produce praise. And verse 164 rather says this, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. It will indeed give us peace. 165 says, great peace have they which love thy law. Oh, it gives peace in the soul. And I'll tell you, it gives peace from the burden of sin. Just to know that Christ died for my sins on the cross of Calvary. How can I be sure of that? The Word of God tells me. Would he lie? It is impossible for God to lie. It will give us peace. It will give us joy. It will give us help in every time of need. As we read in verse 175, let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. Let my judgments help me. Let's just indeed savor this psalm in our private devotions. Our Father, today, we thank you for the psalmist who wrote this, and we pray that we might experience the help from the Word of God that he experienced. We ask in Christ's name, giving thanks. Amen.